Like the Jesuit priest, Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro, St. Christopher and his 24 companion martyrs lived under the very same anti-Catholic government in Mexico, a government determined to weaken the Catholic faith of its people. Churches, schools, and seminaries were closed. It was a crime to receive baptism or to celebrate Mass. Foreign clergy were expelled. Priests were forced to minister secretly to Catholics from 1924 to 1928. And it was at this time Father Christopher gathered displaced seminarians and started his own seminary, which was quickly suppressed. So he formed another and another. And when they were all closed, the seminarians conducted classes in private homes. He wrote and preached against armed rebellion, but was falsely accused of promoting a guerrilla revolt. So on May 21st, 1927, while on his way to celebrate Mass at a farm, he was arrested along with Father Agustin Calico, who had been recently ordained. And the government soldiers told them that they would be put to death in a few days. However, they could escape death by publicly renouncing their faith. And on the morning of their execution, the younger priest saw the firing squad getting their rifles ready, and he began to have second thoughts, you know, that perhaps he didn't want to die so young. But the older priest said to him, "Friend, take courage. You know, soon we'll be together in heaven." Father Christopher gave away his few possessions to his executioners, gave them absolution, and without a trial, he was martyred. And just before the executioners fired, he said, "I am innocent, and I die innocent. I forgive with all my heart those responsible for my death. And I ask God that the shedding of my blood serve towards peace in our divided Mexico." The other 23 companion martyrs that we celebrate today didn't die as a single group, but in eight different Mexican states. They were beatified in 1992, canonized May 21st, 2000 by St. John Paul II during the Jubilee of Mexico. And all of these martyrs were diocesan priests, except three laymen who died with their parish priest, Father Luis Batiste. You know, every martyr realizes how to avoid execution, but refuses, you know, to pay the high price of doing so. You know, they would rather obey God than man, no matter what the cost. You know, a clear conscience for them is more valuable than a long life. You know, sometimes we may be tempted, as was Father Agustin Calico, to compromise our faith, you know, in dealing with situations we find intimidating, or worse yet, you know, just in order to keep the peace. know, the question we need to ask ourselves is, you know, are we willing to obey God, you know, rather than the devil, by overcoming the temptations which would separate us from God, you know, if we were to give in to them. The saints remind us that our daily choices, you know, especially in temptation and adverse circumstances, form the pattern of our lives. Some people desire to follow the example of the martyrs for the love of God. But every one of us has that opportunity every day, just in dying to ourselves by overcoming our temptations and our slothful tendencies.